This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Denisha?
No, this is Dolores, sister Dila.
Okay. Hey, Dila, sorry. She said that Denisha was going to call me. Okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
My name is Harold, and I do have to let you know we are on the recorded line, just for quality assurance purposes. And so do you kind of know why your sister gave me your information already?
She should give you my information because of that Dapo shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I could, so she, I asked her, could she do the information for me?
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So legally, I would have to talk to you about it.
Yes.
But if there's anything, you know, she might remember that you might need. But it's not anything. I'm not going to ask you anything crazy. I mean, it's really just, you know, how long you took the shots, what hospital, things like that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now I do have to ask you, do you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Dapo Rivera lawsuit?
Yes.
And have you already found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Okay.
No, can you repeat that?
Yeah. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
No, I have not.
Alrighty. And you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And how long did you use Dapo Rivera?
Oh, wow. After I had my turn in 99, I started using it right after that.
Right after 99?
I had my son in October the 5th, 99, and I was getting it for a while to, from, I'll say from 99 to 2014. So I had recently just stopped.
So that was a long time, about 15 years you're using it.
Yeah, because I was getting sick.
Wow. Were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that.
So, and mm-hmm. I also, I don't know if my sister told you everything, I also had developed a bunch of thyroids and things.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I had to have surgery. I had to have surgery. I recently just had it. Like, April of 2020.
Was your meningioma, was it of the brain or was it of the spine?
It was on the spine, not the brain.
One more time.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm rattling the car. It's fine.
It was on the spine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Did you repeat that, sir?
Yeah, no worries. When were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Oh, man. I think around October, sometime 2014.
October 2014?
Okay. Yeah, around about that time.
Around that time in 2014?
Yeah, I don't know the exact date, but I know it was October 2014.
Okay.
I wouldn't say no things. I don't remember. I want to be my children.
And now, can I ask you, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for 1 year?
I think I've been taking it for a couple of years.
One more time?
I think I've taken a couple of years, not one.
It was after a couple of years of taking Depo you were diagnosed?
Yeah, it's like at least two.
Okay.
Because I was taking it for a while.
God, for a long time. And how did they find the meningioma? Yeah. Did they do a CT scan? Was it an MRI?
I had to do them a CT scan. I had to. Because I was just having, you know what I'm saying, sometimes I have my back be pain, and then because I was taking them from the butt area, so it was hurting real bad. So.
Gotcha. I'm sorry to hear that. And could I go ahead and get your date of birth?
6/1980.
One more time.
6/5/1980.
Oh, no.
June 19th, 1980. Okay, June 19th, 1980.
Yeah, my birth. Yes, sir. That's my birthday, yeah. Thank you. And then do you know anyone else who's injured by Depo-Provera?
Nobody but your sister.
Okay. No worries. And did you use the brand name or was it the generic version? What did it say, Depo-Provera? Did it say Depo Sub-Q Provera?
I don't really, it said Depo-Provera.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many injections did you have in 1 year, would you say?
I was getting these every 3 months.
Once every three months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So about 4 in a year or so.
Yeah, so.
Okay. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And could you spell out your first name for me as well?
D-E-E-L-A.
D-E-E-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then for the last name, is it Breeze as well?
No.
R-A-Y. R-A-Y. And then for your social or for the last four?
Last four.
13/14. Was that correct? 13/14. Yes, you can.
You were correct. Me get Depo shot?
No. So actually, Depo. Depo is actually only for women. So if they're male, they actually wouldn't qualify.
Right. Because I was going to say, okay. Thank you, Sam.
Well, yeah, but we just have to ask you to confirm your gender, you know, for...
No, I'm just listening to what you ask. Okay. I didn't mean to throw you off.
No worries. No worries. You're fine.
I'm talking about what period they trying to start. Okay.
And then what's the best email address for you?
Say it again, sir.
The best email address?
My best email is my first and last name, lowercase letters, at ymail.com.
That was at what mail?
DLaRay@ymail.
ymail.com. Thank you. And then just to be clear, your name D-E-L as in Larry, right?
Did you say it's D-E-E-L-A?
Okay, L as in Larry?
Yes.
Perfect, okay. And then the best phone number for you, is it 224-322-1616?
Yes, sir.
And then what's the best what's your property address?
27 East Garfield Boulevard.
27 East Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's 60637.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then that's Garfield, G-A-R-F-I-E-L-D, correct?
Correct, sir.
And then what hospital diagnosed you?
Well, I went to this hospital, Swift Hospital.
One more time.
Swift.
Smith Hospital?
No, Swift. With an S. Do I need to spell it?
Could you spell it, please?
S-W-E-D-I-S-H.
S-W-E.
D-I-S-H.
Oh, Swedish Hospital.
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. And then, what is that, do you have the address for that? Is that also the one at the 5140 North California Avenue?
Yes.
Okay.
00-60625.
60625, thank
you. Yes, sir.
And then what doctor diagnosed you?
I think I'm not mistaken. It wasn't because it was Sean, but I remember the other lady was in there with her too. It was two ladies in the room, two doctors that was in the room with me. I know one of them was named Sharp, and then the other one was named Miss Phillips, Dr. Ann Phillips and Megan Sharp. I had two doctors.
Okay. Dr. Phyllis and do you say Shark?
Yes.
And Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S?
Yes.
Thank you. Were you
and
ever...
the other one is...
S-H-A-R-K?
No, S-H-A-N-K-S. Megan,
gotcha.
And then her husband was a lot of Phyllis in there.
Gotcha. Thank
two
you
ladies
so much.
In there because I was in there. I was a little... extra, I'll say it like that.
Gotcha, okay. And then let me ask you this, do you have your medical records or will they be at the hospital?
They should have been at the hospital. They should have everything there, please.
And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No, okay. And now I do request an emergency contact, God forbid something happens to you. I want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who do you want to put down as your emergency contact?
My mama.
All righty. And her name?
Annette Cannon.
Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And her phone number?
708-879-3135.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Just about done here. Okay. I do want to go ahead and just verify this information, make sure my spelling, make sure my dates are accurate, and I'm going to send you over... I'm going to send you over the documents. I do just want to reiterate we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now you are a resident of the United States. You did use or you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. You were diagnosed with meningioma of the spine. You were diagnosed October 2014, you had a CT scan for them to find it. Your date of birth is 6/19/1980. You used the regular name brand Depo Provera. You did use Depo for at least 1 year. You started roughly in 99, stopped in 2014. You spare name D-E-E-L-A, last name R-A-Y. And then your social last 4/13/14. Your email address is delaray@ymail.com. Your phone number 224-322-1616. Your address 27 East Garfield Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois 60637. You were seen at the Endeavor Health Swedish Hospital, 5140 North California Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, by Dr. Phyllis. And then we have your mother Annette here as your emergency contact, 708-879-3135. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and but Dr. Phyllis and Megan's chart, I didn't hear Megan's name on that chart. At both doctors.
That's okay. As long as we have the one doctor, it's all right. Because
okay.
once we get the
because
medical...
Megan was the one that really was doing the talking.
One more time.
So, okay, it's okay.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
Once we get the medical records, we'll be able to see everyone who kind of, you know, was involved in it and everything
okay.
like that. So, no worries there. But everything
okay.
else sounded correct? Your social address,
yeah.
dates, everything else? Okay, perfect. So you should receive a text message here very, very soon. It's going to say Harold King, Mass Tour Strategies. Are you able to sign the documents at the moment?
I can see it right now. It's popping up on my phone. Okay. You gotta go to this one.
And then I'm going to send you a separate text message right now with the law firm's information. And then the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. So they're located in Texas.
Best I could do.
Hold on.
I'm driving. I'm in the car doing a signature
at
the same time.
Yeah.
Like a
puppy road. Yeah, it's no worries. Take your time. Yep, I just got them back. So let me go ahead and send these up to the law firm. The law firm's going to call you in about 7 business days. And then in that phone call, they're basically going to iron out all the details with you, verify everything one more time. And then they'll be able to then, you know, request those medical records and get to working for you.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, D'Lo. You have a blessed rest of your day. Happy holidays. And if you need anything from me, you can text me, okay? From that, that's my number is the 949 number.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Of course. You have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Okay.